Hare Krishna. We're in Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dham. Day before yesterday, flew from Calcutta to Delhi. Indeed, we actually drove from Mayapur to Calcutta, and we took the new route, the motorway, which once reached was really good. Getting there was a little challenging, just because we were going along with different parikram parties, and at least we're going beside parikram parties, two of them to be exact, with thousands and thousands of people. One was just right by, started by Yoga Pit, and the other one was already on the other side after Gauranga Setu, when we were at Champahati. So that slowed us down, but it was a very nice road, one that I would recommend. Maybe a little longer to get there, but it was a very, very pleasant drive. And the roads were very good, and the traffic was very less, and you ended up straight in the airport, motorway, all the way to the airport. So that was very good. And then yesterday morning, spent a little time in Delhi, ordering some things for Radhe Shyam. And then we drove out again on the new, what's called Jamuna Expressway, to Vrindavan, which came across the controversial Jamuna Bridge that crosses the Jamuna in Bandiravan by Panigon, Durvasa Muni's ashram, and here we are. And well, as we were driving, I asked one devotee of Indian origin who was with me, are you ever ashamed to be Indian? I asked that because the whole trip, in one sense, although very comfortable in comparison to the past, was troubling. I was sad. First, we were driving on the expressway, Noida Expressway, through clean and green Noida, with its enormous residential homes, 10, 15, 20, 25-story residential homes everywhere. And and then once we got out of Noida, we were traveling along the motorway, and it was more like the kind of landscape that you're used to, or that we used to be used to, coming through Vrindavan. Everywhere were smokestacks, brick factories. At some time, probably I could see just within one view about 30 of such smokestacks spewing out smoke everywhere, obviously, for the unbridled construction that was going on Noida, Vrindavan, who knows. And then that was one thing, but the other was where obviously where those smokestacks and those brick factories were earlier. You could see that in many parts, I would say about 50% of the scenery along which we came, you could see that The topsoil had been removed for about the height of 2 meters, scraped off. What a terminology they usually use, efficient terminology, which is called raping the earth. So this really looked like the earth had been raped. And once they'd taken off that much, I guess that's as much as was allowed, that's as much as efficient, then these factories moved on to somewhere else to take off the topsoil. And then the farmers, they're back in that area on which the topsoil had been taken off, growing. So, of course, the best soil goes off in bricks, and all those nutritions in the soil are go up in smoke. And then the lower soil, then once again, the farmers try to eke out a living out of that. Who knows what benefit they got out of allowing factories to build over there. And then, of course, when we came to Vrindavan, then it's the Parikram Road, the expressway ultimately connects to the Parikram path, which is now what you could call the circular road around Vrindavan. Traffic, mad traffic, going this way and that. And cars, motorcycles, trucks, bullock carts, everything that you can imagine. And some little space, but hardly any, at your own risk for the Parikramas. And I was sad because, of course, 30 years ago, you walk along that Parikram path, and there weren't even cars in Vrindavan, what to speak of on the Parikram Marg. It was nice, sandy, it was what you expect of a holy place. Now, as Srila Prabhupada said, the problem with you Westerners is sex life, and the problem with those of Indian descent, Indians, is greed. And so that's what I was referring to when I asked about being embarrassed to be Indian. Is adada shishakuka, is the greed that is just obviously prevalent here, and no real care for the welfare of the Dham, to maintain the integrity of the Dham, to at least, even if people are constructing, to construct in such a way that it's beautiful, that there's only a certain amount of coverage, like 20-30% coverage, and try to make the Dham look the way it did. Sorry to say, just opposite where we are here now, there's a similar construction going on, clearly designed to make money, but not with a view to glorifying or benefiting Vrindavan Dham in any way. And why am I talking about all of this? Because it's a shame. I was reading either Prabhupada Lilamrita or Hayagriva Prabhu's Vrindavan Days. Srila Prabhupada had been saying there that he wanted to actually revive the original beauty of Vrindavan Dham to what it used to be in the days when kings built beautiful temples, and this is really a holy place to be appreciated as actually the center of Hindu culture. If one goes to Jerusalem, if one goes to Mecca, then at least what you see is somewhat representative of the spiritual significance of that place, the heart of those religions. But when you come to Vrindavan, well, my cousin, when he came here, he expressed it in that way when he saw open sewers and the lack of cleanliness and anyway, everything else that goes around in Vrindavan. Sure, listeners know. He said, well, if this is the world center of your religion, then Peter, you should change religions. Hare Krishna. So my inspiration from all of this, I'm trying to get inspired by it, or at least be inspired by it on this podcast, is that our temples, our Krishna conscious centers should really reflect the beauty of Krishna consciousness. They should do justice to what we read about in Srimad Bhagavatam, what we read about in the books of the Goswamis, what we talk about is the spiritual world. It should be a place where people would want to live eternally. And that's here. The problem is that if you ask that question, is this a place where you want to live eternally, one would have to think twice. Of course, from the transcendental point of view, then yes, the answer is yes, because over and above all of these externals, there's the inner uppercut dham. But for preaching purposes, for the benefit of young devotees, and for the purpose of actually glorifying the dham, in a way that one may be a very nice person, but that doesn't mean that you should dress in a sloppy way. Then one should also dress in a respectable way, in a nice way. It's also respectable to keep not just the dam, but to keep India really clean and green. I wish it was that, clean and green. Hare Krishna.